1280 FM 101.7. It's Dean Erickson alongside you tonight. Apologies for the technical difficulties getting on the air this evening. We have high school basketball for you tonight between your Brenham Cubettes and Magnolia tonight. And a very important game for the Brenham Cubettes coming into this one. They just lost to College Station on Friday, 46-43, and a heartbreaker to the Cubettes. They won their first three district games, and then Magnolia has lost their last four in a row. So both of these teams are hurting for a win in a big way tonight. And one of them, it's one of those two struggling teams, and one of them's got to come out with a win. And for the Cubettes, they really need this. It was only a short time ago, a couple of weeks back, they were right in the mix of things when they took down Lake Creek to try to take over control of the district. Right now, they find themselves locked in the fifth spot at 3-4 in district play, 15-14 overall on the season. And that Lake Creek team currently leading this 21-5A district. We are ready for tip-off, believe it or not, here. So short pregame show. The teams have taken the floor. Starting lineup for Magnolia, they got Landry Pitcock out there. Anne-Marie Crawford. Also, Emma Rowan and Michelle Salas, a starter, as well as Elizabeth Mowry. Now, for the Cubettes, they will go like this. Of course, you'll see Hallie Scheel in the starting lineup. Yasmin Gaines out there, jumping it up in the center circle for the Cubettes. As the tip is controlled by Magnolia, jumping it up the center circle was Jaden Powell. And the Cubettes come away with the basketball to start the first possession of the game. Gaines will bring it across half court, working left to right in the home white jerseys with the green letters and green trim. Now it's Hallie Scheel with the ball between the circles. She kicks it over to the right side wing in the hands of Gaines. Gaines has it now. Throws the entry pass into the cutting Lang, cutting through the middle of the lane. And Lang puts it up off the glass with the right hand and scores it 2-0 early. Cubettes out front. Magnolia will control it now. Working from right to left on your radio dial. Emma Rowan has it, guarded up closely by Scheel. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Cubettes. Right off the bat, it looks like here's a pull-up jumper from about 16 feet. Missed it short off the fingertips of Rowan, and the rebound controlled by the Cubettes. Scheel will walk it across half court. Dishes it over to the right side wing for Gaines. Gaines surveys the man-to-man defense. Handoff to Scheel around the left side, back to Gaines. Gaines guarded up closely by Crawford. Gaines will go crossover, drives it all the way in, lays it up off the window, but missed it short. But right there to clean up the mess and drop in the deuce. That's Lang with the putback off the offensive rebound. Very important for the Cubettes to control the glass tonight, and they're doing a nice job of it early. 4-0 Cubettes, and a foul on the play, and an offensive foul. A moving screen is called. It looks like they're going to get Michelle Salas on that moving screen. So the Cubettes get the ball after the turnover. 6:42 left first quarter. Scheel's got it, working left to right. Brings it across half court. Scheel dishes over to Gaines. Gaines comes to meet her at the circle. Takes it with a right-hand dribble. Tried to throw it inside to Powell, but the pass was intercepted. And here comes Magnolia. Ball loose at half court, picked up by the Lady Bulldogs. Here's a pull-up jumper from 15. That one is short from Emma Rowan. Rebound controlled by Scheel. Here she comes quickly across half court. Puts up the scoop shot. Tried to lay that one up with the fingertips. Instead, lost it out of bounds. And it'll go back over to Magnolia. 6:16 left in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs control it. Down four. Cubettes settling into their 1-3-1 defense now. Into the corner, short quarter left side, ball falls out of bounds. It looked like Landry Pitcock couldn't control it, and it falls the way of the Cubettes. 6:03 left first quarter, 4-0. Scheel will bring it across half court. Scheel guarded up tightly by Rowan, goes left to the left side of the floor with it, puts up the floater, missed it off the heel, rebound into the hands of Gaines, dumps it inside, and there's Lang with it, had two shots at it, missed both of them. Magnolia controls the rebound and then fires it out of bounds. Pitcock winged it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cubettes. Brenham leads it 4-0 with 5:42 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass nearly picked off, but Scheel's able to come away with it. Pulls up from the free throw line. Her jump shot is long. Rebound Gaines offensively. Her shot was blocked at the free throw line by Rowan, and Magnolia comes away with it, trying to run it out. Gets down the floor quickly. Rowan will spot up for a three. Missed that one left. Rebound controlled by Scheel, and she'll walk it across half court. Brenham will slow things down now with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Set the offense up. with a four-point lead. Gaines has it, almost lost it out of bounds, tracks it down on the sideline, right in front of the Magnolia bench, into the hands of McWilliams. Carmen McWilliams out there for the Cubettes here early. 5:04 left first quarter. Brenham still leads it 4-0. Here's Gaines on the drive. Right hand layup. Missed it. Rebound controlled offensively by Powell. She's got it. Kicks it over to Shield. Her three is in there. Allie Shield buries one from the left wing right in front of the Lady Bulldog bench. And the Cubettes lead it 7-0 with 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Back the other way. Here comes Rowan with it. She'll dish off to the right wing in the hands of Crawford. Into the corner now for Pitcock. She surveys that zone defense that Brenham has had so much success with at times this season. Into the corner again for Crawford. Back around to Rowan. She'll drive and dish to the left wing now in the hands of Mowry. And Rowan comes to meet her, and they hand it off. Rowan will bring it back between the circles. They get the play call from Coach Erica Ritter at the helm of this Lady Bulldog squad. And there's a nice block shot. Crawford had her shot rejected. I think that was Shield coming around the weak side to get a hand up on it. And now the other direction is Powell throws it up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Shield. She dishes with a hockey assist over off the left wing three. That time from, that was McWilliams. Missed it short. Rebound Magnolia. Here's a short jumper from 8 feet. Buried it. That was Anne-Marie Crawford. Get the first points on the board for Magnolia. Lady Bulldogs down 5-7-2. Brenham with the lead. Shield controls the ball. Working from left to right. D'd up tightly by Rowan. She goes to the left wing with it now. Hands it off to McWilliams. She comes back between the circles. Right side corner three. Gaines missed it. Just barely missed that one. That thing was 3/4 of the way down, and it popped out on her. Here's a quick look in transition the other way, and stuffed by the bottom of the rim is Elizabeth Mowry. Brenham controls the rebound, trying to push tempo as Shield throws it away. She had a nice look at it. She was leading with her left hand on the left side of the floor, trying to wrap it around the defense. She had Lang running the floor with her, tried to feed her inside, but it just slipped off the fingertips. 3:18 left first quarter. Brenham leads it by 5. Magnolia's got it. Rowan will bring it across. Rowan over to the right side wing in front of the Brenham bench. Into the corner now for Pitcock. She's got it back around to Rowan. She puts up a deep three. Missed it short. Front iron. Rebound controlled by Lang. Here come the Cubettes now with Gaines. She'll rifle it over to the left side to McWilliams. And McWilliams will slow it up. Magnolia trying to play some tight man-to-man defense. McWilliams takes her defender all the way to the baseline on the right side. Throws it over to the left block for Powell. Defender got a hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cubettes. McWilliams to throw it in on the baseline. Throws it away right into the hands of Crawford. And a quick foul. 55 feet away from the basket, and that'll clear out the defense, and Magnolia will throw it in. First foul of the night on the Cubettes. They don't have a second scoreboard operator tonight, so they're not going to tell you who the fouls are on. I think that was Gaines that was in there and reached in. On the right wing with it is Mowry. She throws it between the circles to Crawford. Crawford D'd up by Gaines. 2:23 left first quarter. 7-2. Cubettes with the lead. Magnolia with the ball, and a travel is whistled, and the Cubettes turn them over. Your score as the Cubettes, the beneficiary of the Crawford turnover. 2:20 left in the first period. Shield will walk it across half court, working left to right. Sizes up the defender, Rowan. Takes her to the right side, gets a nice ball screen from Lang, and a whistle, and there's the makeup call. Good grief. I mean, while we're talking about it, that was pretty rough. Anyway, Brenham turns it over. 2:11 left first quarter. 7-2, still your score. And here come the Lady Bulldogs attacking with Emma Rowan. She walks it across half court, swings it over to the near side wing for Crawford. Crawford tries to dump it over the top of the D to Salas. Quick ball movement now as it finds its way into the right corner, into the hands of Rowan. Rowan now sizing up Shield. A lot of movement offensively for Magnolia on this possession, something that they've been lacking offensively so far to start this game. Turnaround jumper from 8 feet out, goes halfway down and pops out. That was Mowry on the attempt. The rebound controlled by Lang. Here comes Shield with it. She skips it across, and it's intercepted. And now a run out the other way for Elizabeth Mowry. Gaines will try to D her up. She stops. Nice jump stop and a finger roll. Up and down for two. 7-4, one possession game. 1:23 left first quarter. That was Mowry on the take. Defense to offense for Magnolia, and it happens again. Here's Rowan on the run out. She'll put the layup up and in. 7-6. And just like that, Magnolia is back to within one. 69 seconds left in the first quarter. Into the hands of Mathis. She'll work one-on-one. Kicks it out. Throws it away. Right into the hands of Pitcock. And here come the Lady Bulldogs running it out again with Crawford. She'll try the layup. Swatted away by Scheel. And a very questionable foul called on the play. The home crowd doesn't like it. It was a clean block on Scheel's part. They might have gotten Lang on the reach in or with the body from behind. I would love to tell you who the foul was on, but we ain't got nobody working the scoreboard tonight at Brenham High School. 54 seconds left, first quarter. First free throw is off the mark. Anne-Marie Crawford stepping up to the line for the Lady Bulldogs, trying to tie this one up with her second attempt at the charity stripe. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Second free throw on the way from Crawford. Got it. Tie ball game. Brenham led this thing 7-0 at one point. Magnolia's come back to knot it up at sevens. 48 seconds left and nearly another turnover. The ball was deflected into the backcourt by Crawford's outstretched right arm. Gaines was able to track it down into the hands of Lang. Lang goes left, fakes right, goes left with it. Kicks it over now to Powell, and she'll drive and dish. Kicks it back out to Scheel, back to Powell. She turns, faces, gets it off to Lang. Lang puts up the jumper off glass, missed it wide right. Rebound controlled by Powell. Her shot attempt is blocked away. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Scheel's got it now. Top of the key for Gaines. She'll dial up the three ball and puts it in. Yasmin Gaines with a deep triple. 10-7. Cubettes lead at 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Magnolia's got to work quickly with it. They'll get it over to the left side wing in the hands of Crawford. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Mowry with it. Mowry back over to Rowan. Rowan goes with a left-hand dribble between the circles, dumps it inside, and the quarter runs out. Magnolia didn't know how much time was left on the clock, and the Cubettes take a 10-7 lead into the quarter break. At the end of one, Cubettes lead at 10-7. This is high school basketball on KWHI. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Ready for second quarter action here from Brenham High School. The Cubettes lead Magnolia right now 10-7 as we start the second frame. Ooh, got that buzz fix. Have you ever wondered what it was like to listen to a microwave call a basketball game? That first quarter is a great example. Here's an entry pass to Pitcock on the left block. She goes up strong, up and under. Tried to finish with a right hand. Was knocked away by Powell, but a foul on the play. And that'll send Pitcock to the line for a pair. If it's annoying to listen to, imagine having it right in your ears. 12 seconds into this second quarter. First free throw for Pitcock is long off the heel. There's the second shot. Buried it. 10-8. 12 seconds into the second quarter. Gaines has it. She'll throw it up ahead quickly for Powell. Powell puts up a layup with a right hand. Missed it short. Rebound controlled by the Lady Bulldogs. That ball was tipped out of bounds. Scheel with a nice heads-up play to tip it out, but just barely off her fingertips. It'll stay with Magnolia. So the Bulldogs, or no, they turn it back over to Brenham. It was last touched by Magnolia. So the Cubettes steal a possession. Here's Gaines on the take, and she'll go to the line for two. Gaines with a strong take on the right side of the floor, ran right into the trees. Got the shot blocked, but got plenty of contact, enough to get the foul. And that'll send her to the line for a pair. 7:36 left in the first half, 10-8. Still 10-8 as the first free throw is off the mark. Second free throw, missed it. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. Here comes Magnolia. Into the hands of Rowan. She's got it between the circles, guarded up by Scheel. Popping out to receive it on the left wing is Crawford. Crawford surveys, spins it back over to the right side to Salas. Into the hands of Rowan now. Quickly around the key it goes. Rowan will bring it back between the circles. Gets a ball screen off her left hip from Salas. Swings a pass to Crawford. Crawford has it poked away into the hands of McWilliams. And she'll try to push tempo the other way and throws it away right into the hands of Rowan. And Rowan will run it up for an easy left-handed layup. Puts it in, tied up at 10. 6:58 left in the first half. Magnolia off the Brenham turnover. Ties it up, 10's on the board. Scheel will walk it across half court, guarded up closely by Crawford. That's Rowan. Throws it on the right wing. Ball's fumbled out of bounds off the hand of Hancock, the 5'10 junior in there. Mishandles it. 6:41 left, second quarter, tied up at 10. So Magnolia controls it. They've got Rowan throwing it over to the right wing for Mowry. Back to the top for Pitcock. Now it's Rowan with it. Playing catch around the top of the key with Mowry. Stops at the elbow, right side extended, poked away and stolen by Scheel. Here comes Hallie Scheel with it one-on-one. Throws up a lob pass to Gaines, a little too tall for her, but she's able to track it down. And the Cubettes will set up the offense. Here's Powell working inside. Now to Lang. Lang will take one dribble, power it up with the left hand, missed it short. Powell the rebound. And she'll go to the line for two as she's fouled on her way up. Tied up at 10, 6:06 left here in the first half. The Cubettes trying to pick up their fourth win in district play, get back to 4-4 on the season, trying to right the ship after a heartbreaking loss to College Station Friday night. First free throw was short. And this game postponed until tonight due to the weather last night, and you can't really blame them. That was a pretty rough couple of nights we had these last 48 hours. Here in Brenham, definitely not accustomed to that level of cold. Decided, let's go ahead and wait 24 hours. And that was the right call because it's a lot nicer out. Second free throw, missed it short, but an offensive rebound and a putback for Lang. The 5'10 sophomore rips down the board, puts it in off the glass, and gets a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play. Antiana Lang, the 5'10 sophomore, an absolute demon on the offensive glass for this Cubette squad. Gets a very crucial offensive rebound and a putback, misses the free throw. That's four in a row from the line that Brenham has not been able to connect on. Here's Crawford with it. Top of the key for Rowan. She'll survey the defense. Man-to-man look. Nope, back to the 1-3-1. It is back into that 31 defense for the Cubettes. Left side short corner and a travel, or a carry rather, is called. That'll be a turnover on Magnolia. Cubettes will take it away with a two-point lead. 5:47 left here in the first half, 12-10. Brenham with the lead. Scheel walks it across half court, swings it over to the right side wing into the hands of Lang. She'll kick it into the corner now for Gaines. They're going to give her the baseline with the left or with the left hand, and she drives inside, has it poked away from behind right into the hands of Rowan. She'll try to run it up, puts it up and in for the layup. That was a nice assist from Rowan into the hands of Sasser, who laid it up and in off glass. We got a tie ball game, 5:18 left first half. Here's Lang with it. Turnaround jumper from 4 feet. Missed everything. Rebound controlled by Gaines. Offensive foul. They're going to get Hancock with a hook and hold. Well, what would be in essence, a hook and hold. Not really a rule in high school, but still a foul. Not the flagrant that it is in the college game. 5:02 left first half. Tied up at 12. Three ball right side corner. Missed everything. That was Mowry on the attempt. Shield will try to run it down and throw up a layup. Shield ahead of the pack throws it off the backboard right into the hands of Hancock, and Hancock missed the layup. A couple of shots right at the hole for the Cubettes. Still tied at 12. 4:44 left first half. Here's a driving dish back into the hands of Mowry. She'll hand it off on the shot this time in the lane was Rowan. Took one dribble at the three-point line, pulled it up just inside the free throw line. Threw up a wild one, but got knocked on the arm. She'll go to the line for two. First free throw, missed it short. 4:37 left, first half. 12's on the board. Second free throw is true. So 1-for-2 from the line for Rowan on that trip. Into the hands of McWilliams, and she'll bring it across half court. We got McWilliams and Gaines and Scheel out around the three-point line playing a little dribble weave action. McWilliams drives it inside, has it poked away momentarily, able to find one of her posts. That was Hancock. Hancock missed the layup, and then right on the putback attempt was Powell. Right place, right time. Another offensive rebound and a putback. They got her listed at 5'10", and she used every inch of that frame to get up high and grab the offensive board. 14-13. Cubettes retake the lead with 3:57 to go in the first half. Rowan's got it. She'll bring it between the circles. Tosses it to Mowry. Back to Rowan. Now to Crawford. Pitcock's got it on the left corner. Guarded up tightly by McWilliams. Poked away momentarily by Gaines, but recovered by Rowan. Now into the corner on the right side for Sasser. And she's mugged in the corner by Shield. They swing it back around the key to Crawford. Left corner now for Pitcock. Do they have a shot clock in high school basketball? They most certainly do not. 3:20 now left here in the second quarter. Magnolia playing keep away. That 1-3-1 is tough to score on without quick ball movement and attacking the gaps. And there's a nice look from Rowan. Missed the shot. The offensive rebound controlled by Mowry. Now to Rowan. Her three is in there. So Mowry missed it from, Rowan missed it from 4 feet. Has no problem knocking it down from 24. Here's Magnolia with the lead. 16-14, 2:50 to go in the first half. McWilliams will drive it in on the right side of the floor, goes up strong with it, draws the foul, and will get free throws. Chance to tie it up from the line with 2:46 to go here in the first half. Carmen McWilliams will step up and shoot him, the junior, sophomore. As the Magnolia JV team provides a little bit of a distraction, first free throw off the heel. Apologies for the less than ideal quality of my voice tonight. I didn't, despite how it may sound, I did not in fact have sandpaper for lunch. McWilliams' second free throw was short, but a lane violation will give her a do-over. 2:46 left first half, 16-14, Magnolia with the lead. Cubettes try to cut it to one. McWilliams at the foul line. Shot on the way, got it. 1-point game, 16-15, 2:45 left first half. Bulldogs will walk it across, working right to left, into the hands of Crawford. Rowan's got it, now to Crawford. Look like a 2-3 zone defense here for the Cubettes. They kick it into the corner. This is an easy one to attack from the wings and from the top. Here's a three ball from the left side. Buried it. Emma Rowan with another one back-to-back for Rowan. Just like that, 4-point ball game, 19-15, 2:15 left first half. Here's Scheel with it, goes crossover on Rowan, takes her one-on-one, tries to get penetration, can't get there, looking for somewhere to go that gets Gaines. We got three Cubettes occupying the same piece of real estate. They throw it inside for Hancock. She turns and fires. Missed it off glass. Offensive rebound controlled by Powell, and she's fouled, and we'll go to the line for two. Under 2 minutes left in the first half. 19-15 with a chance to cut it to two for Jade Powell, 5'9 senior, steps up to the line. First one on the way, missed it short. Well, this game flying by in real time. We tipped off here at right around 6:20. And we're fixing to go into halftime, and it's barely 6:45. Second free throw, missed it. And the rebound controlled by Magnolia. Rowan's got it, and she'll walk it across half court. Rowan D'd up by Gaines. I got a man-to-man defense here for the Cubettes. Now they settle into the zone. Foul on the play. Going to get Scheel with it. Maybe Mathis. It's a fourth team foul on the Cubettes. Buck 39 left in the first half. 19-15 your score. Rowan's got it. D'd up by Scheel over the right wing for Crawford to Pitcock. Now to Mowry. Top of the key for Sasser. Sasser's runner in the lane. Missed it short with the left hand. Rebound controlled by Powell. And gets it into the hands of McWilliams. 1:12 left here in the first half. Cubettes down 4, 19-15. McWilliams on the take. Can't get the shot to fall. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in off glass. Great hustle by Carmen McWilliams, his sophomore two guard. Tracks down her own miss. That's a travel. It goes uncalled. As Mowry got really happy feet. 19-17, Cubettes back to within two. Sasser on the drive, swatted away by Powell. Here's after the offensive rebound. They throw it to Crawford, and she's fouled. They threw it to Crawford, who was cutting through the lane. Crawford put the shot up at about 2 feet out. Got whacked on the arm, and she'll get two free throws. Allegedly. 44 seconds left, first half, 19-17. Missed the first one. Well, inside of a minute here in the first half. Fairly low scoring game, 19-17. Cubettes down two to Magnolia. Bulldogs at the line. Second free throw is good. Three-point ball game, 20-17. Gaines will bring it across half court. Brenham could hold for the final shot of the half if they do so choose. Gaines will take it all the way inside. Stops and pops on the right block. Missed the shot long. Rebound offensively controlled by Powell. Powell finds a wide open. Untouched Lang right underneath. Doing a little camp, and we got a one-point ball game. And then, just like that, Magnolia beats the defense back down the floor. Two quick passes and an easy layup for Landry Pitcock. 22-19, back to a three-point game. Great offensive possession last time down for the Cubettes. Here's another shot inside for Lang. Has it swatted away. Excuse me, that's Powell that got swatted. Shields got it. 2 seconds, 1 second left in the half. Shot at the buzzer, hits the side of the backboard, and the Cubettes will go into the locker room down three. 22-19, your halftime score. We'll be back in with halftime in 2 minutes on KWHI.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
19, your score at the half. KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 in Brenham coming up on 7 o'clock as we bring you high school basketball action tonight between Brenham and Magnolia. Of course, Magnolia and Brenham both at 3-4 in district play. Brenham with a much better overall record at 15-14 on the year. These two teams did meet back on December 8th in Magnolia. The Lady Bulldogs are able to pull that one off 42-36. That was a close game. Free throws late. Really the difference in that one. So after losing to Magnolia, though, the Cubs went on a run. They won their next three in a row, but they have dropped their last three. So this team very hot and cold, quick spurts either direction. That loss to College Station, 46-43 on Friday, trying to get things pointed in the right direction, and they were off to a great start. Led big early, led by 7 early in the first quarter. Find themselves down 3 at the half. Our next action for the Cubettes, we will have them next Tuesday. I say weather permitting, given the circumstances of this game being played on Wednesday. But our next action on KWHI will be coming up on Friday night. We'll have Cub basketball for you, the boys in action. Doug Brown will have the call for you on that one. Same time, same place. 1280 and 101.7 KWHI. The Cubettes, they will take on A&M Consolidated coming up this Friday. A&M Consolidated having a bit of a rough year themselves. 1-6 in district play, 10-14 overall. They are in action tonight taking on Magnolia West, having a great season at 6-1 in the 21-5A district. Lake Creek came into this house a couple of weeks back, and Brenham was able to take them down, but have since gone on a run of their own. And they now lead the 21-5A district at 6-1 on the season. I say lead. They're tied with Magnolia West atop the district. You could honestly make an argument you put Magnolia West. They're technically leading because they've got the better overall record. But nonetheless, the Cubettes trying to stay in the hunt. 3-4 on the season. Your score at the half, 22-19. We'll be back with more halftime. Check out some college basketball scores from around the country coming up next in 2 minutes. It's halftime on KWHI.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. The Cubettes trail Magnolia 22-19 at the half. Let's check out some D1 college scores from around the country. In the Big East, number 18 Creighton trails the number one team in the land, the UConn Huskies 32-21. That game at halftime. In the SEC, also at halftime, number 8 Kentucky taking Mississippi State out behind the woodshed, 47-29 at the half there. In the SEC, a much tighter game. LSU hanging right in there trying to upset number 22, Ole Miss. Virginia Tech tonight. That one's on ESPNU. It's Virginia with the 10-point lead at the half there. Florida State and Miami doing battle tonight in the ACC. 45-35, Seminoles lead the Canes at the break. In the Big Ten, here's a good one for you. This is that one on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska and Rutgers knotted up at 36 at the half. Quite possibly the most bipolar team in Division I men's college basketball. My Nebraska Cornhuskers go from beating the number one team in the country on a random night to getting absolutely throttled by a mediocre and unranked Iowa Hawkeyes bunch that following Saturday. So we'll see if the Cornhuskers and Mayor Hoiberg can get it done tonight in Piscataway. That's pretty much it for games going on right now of notes. UCF and Texas will tip off at the top of the hour. That one on the Longhorn Network tonight. UCF coming off a big win the other night, taking down, I believe it was Kansas that they knocked off. And later tonight, West Virginia and Oklahoma. They'll tip that one off at the top of the hour as well. Our game here tonight in Brenham, 22-19, Magnolia with the lead over the Cubettes in the locker room. We'll have second half action coming your way next. You're listening to Brenham Cubette Basketball on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin, for the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Second half action underway from Brenham High School. Holly Scheel has it, throws it into Powell. Cubettes working from right to left now as the team switch ends of the floor. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Cubettes. McWilliams throw it in right in front of her own bench. Guarded up closely by Mowry. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Still nobody open. They find it. They are able to get it inside for Lang, and she's able to lay it up and in for two. Cubettes back to within one, 22-21. Just underway here in the second half from Brenham High School. Magnolia's got it now into the hands of Crawford on the right side wing. Slicing and dicing her way through that zone defense. Tried to dump it off into the hands of Pitcock on the opposite block. It goes right through her digits and out of bounds. 22-21 still the score with 7:34 left here in the third quarter. Hallie Scheel will walk it across half court, working right to left. Gets a ball screen from Lang right in front of her own bench. Picks up her dribble now, looking for somewhere to hand it off to. Five count on. She does able to get it into the hands of McWilliams. Back to Scheel now. Fakes left, goes right, stops, pops. Free ball on the way. That one is off the mark. Missed it wide right. Rebound controlled offensively by Powell. Into the cutting hands of Scheel through the lane. She dumps it off to Lang. Puts it up off glass. Missed it short. Gets her own miss. Puts it up and in. Antiana Lang, the 5'10 sophomore. Missed it on the first attempt, ripped down the board, and put it back up and in for the one-point lead. And the Cubettes now lead it for the first time since early second quarter, 23-22, with 6:47 to go, third quarter. Three-point land right corner into the hands of Pitcock. She tries to throw in the entry pass, has it knocked away back into her hands, and out of Crawford with it. Into the hands of Rowan. Rowan will dial up the college men's three, and she puts it in. Her third one of the night, 25-23. Got to find 22 in maroon. Emma Rowan with another bomb. 6:18 left third quarter. McWilliams has it between the circles. Goes with a right-hand dribble right in front of her own bench. Hands it off to Scheel. Fakes right, goes left, comes back to the three-point line. Skip pass to the cutting Lang. Lang will take it down to the block right side. Poked away and stolen by Mowry. And now here's Gaines with a steal. Gaines dumps it inside to Hancock. That's Lang. Whistle and a foul on the play. It will stay with the Cubettes. They got Rowan on the reach in there. 6 minutes left third quarter, 25-23. McWilliams will throw it in from the baseline into the hands of Gaines. Into the corner right side. Throws it over to Powell. Powell fakes right. Spins back left. Puts up the shot. Stuffed back in her face. Rebound controlled by Lang. She missed it short. Rebound into the hands of Powell. Brenham doing a great job controlling the offensive glass as Powell drives, throws up a wild shot off the backboard and in right into the hands of Rowan. She'll try to run it out quickly up ahead and an easy layup for Elizabeth Mowry. 27-23, four-point game, 5:30 to go, third quarter. Scheel with it now, right into the teeth of the defense, dribbled it off her foot into the hands of Crawford. And a foul is going to be whistled. They're going to get Scheel for the foul, but she was 2 feet away from Crawford. It looked like Crawford just slipped, tripped over her own feet. The referee just kind of looked up and saw it. Don't blame him. I mean, you see the last 2 seconds of somebody falling, you just blow the foul on whoever's closest, I guess. 5:15 left third quarter, still a four-point game. Have no idea how many fouls that is on Scheel. Into the corner for Mowry, right inside the free throw or three-point line. Has that one short, able to get her own miss. Brings it back out beyond the arc and tries to skip pass it over to the left side. Picked off by McWilliams, and McWilliams will run it out. Puts up a layup, missed it short, into the hands of Mowry. Rowan has it up ahead now. Into the paint for Salas. She turns and fires it to Pitcock. Her shot's off the mark, rebounded by Gaines, and she'll try to run it all the way up the floor, take it in, put it up and in off glass. She absorbed the contact with the body and able to get the shot to fall off the glass. Was Gaines back to a two-point game, 27-25, 4:27 left third quarter. And an absolutely lightning-fast moving varsity girls basketball game. Entry pass off the foot of Lang. It will stay with Magnolia. I say lightning fast because these games go by so quick. I got here at 6 o'clock, blinked, and we're in the third quarter. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Shot from the three-point line in the left corner was short by Pitcock. Gets her own miss, puts it up and in. put that one in from about 4 feet out off the missed three. 29-25, back to a four-point ball game. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Shields got it now. Switching sides of the floor with Gaines. Shield will work with a left-hand dribble back into the middle of the lane. Puts up a floater from 4 feet out. Missed it short. Rebound controlled by Pitcock. Rowan will run it out up ahead. Has a two-on-one. Poked away. Nice defense by Gaines, but she lost track of the ball. Went right into the hands of Rowan. Mowry's got it. Back over to Rowan. She'll dial up another deep three, and she buries it. I'll tell you what. Emma Rowan does not want to go home with an L tonight. Timeout on the floor. 32-25. Magnolia's ballooned the lead to 7. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Covet Basketball on KWHI.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Dean Erickson alongside you for this one tonight between your Brenham Cubettes and Magnolia. Bulldogs lead at 32-25 over Brenham. Out of the Brenham timeout. Breaking news on Twitter. I don't know how breaking it is. But, or I guess X or whatever they call it now. Who cares? It's Twitter. I know my good friend Daryl Kiki is tuned in right now, so this might not be very welcome news to Daryl, depending on his thoughts on the Cowboys coaching situation. But Mike McCarthy is coming back to Dallas. They're going to run it back with Coach McCarthy. Can't wait to see Twitter's reaction to that. Out of the Cubette timeout, Shield will control it. 3:23 to go third quarter, 32-25. Magnolia with the lead. Brenham with the basketball. Gaines has it. McWilliams. She'll kick it into the corner. Gaines wide open three from the corner. Missed it. Short front iron. Rebound controlled by Crawford. Anne Marie Crawford. That girl can't be any much more than 5'2 out there. Got up dang near to the rafters to tear down that rebound. 32-25, under 3 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer from the left corner from Salas. And the reaction tells you the story. Buries it. 10-point game, 35-25. Shield has the ball right on the left half of the B at center court. Takes it between the legs and double. Oh, she got away with one there. Missed the layup, though. Able to track down the rebound. Puts up the short corner jumper from the left side. Almost got the roll, but it falls short into the hands of Crawford. Crawford will throw it up ahead quickly to Mowry. Mowry with a no-look pass up ahead to Rowan. 12-point game. Emma Rowan is eating out there tonight. She's the reason for she's pretty much got all the points that make up this difference. She's got 11 on the night. The lead is 12. Pull-up jumper from Lang from about 7 feet out is true. Back to a 10-point game. 1:57 to go third quarter. 37-27 into the hands of Crawford. She goes with a right-hand pass into the lane on the block left side for Pitcock. She turns and fires and drops it home for two. 39-27. Shield will bring it across half court. Picked up defensively by Rowan. She'll take her one-on-one. Tries to wrap the pass around her back. Has it poked away and stolen by Mowry. Now Rowan trying to run it out. Goes crossover on Gaines. Lays it up and in with the left hand. 41-27. Magnolia says, I got stuff to do tonight. They're trying to get out of here. They have put the clamps on defensively as Shield dials up a long ball. That's off the front iron into the hands of Crawford. Since that Brenham timeout, it's been all Magnolia. Not sure what Coach Ritter was telling him in the timeout, but it worked. Salas has it. She'll pull up from about 12 feet out. Missed the shot. Ball careens out of bounds. And we'll go back to Brenham. Substitution into the ball game for the Cubettes. Janiyah Mathis will come in. The 5'10 freshman will give a breather to McWilliams. 48 seconds left in the third quarter. 41-27. Magnolia controlling this one. Shields got it. Throws it over to the right side. Throws it away. Tried to hook up with Lang on the three-point line. The ball a little bit wide right. Crawford will throw it into Rowan. She'll bring it across half court. 35 seconds left, third quarter. Rowan crossover, dribble on Shield. Takes her to the left, kicks it out, right side, left side wing for Crawford. Crawford drives, dishes it back out top of the key. Mowry now to Salas with it. Back to Crawford. Rowan's got it. 21 seconds left in the quarter. Top of the key for Mowry. Throws it to the left wing for Salas. Entry pass to the right block for Mowry. Turns, fires. Rowan, bucket, got it. 43-27, under 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Rowan with the deuce. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Shield pulls up from three. Missed that one short. Tracks down her own miss. 1 second left in the quarter, and that's how the quarter will end, as Gaines didn't have a chance to get the shot up. And Brenham will trail. 43-27, Magnolia with the lead, headed to the final frame. Back in 60 seconds for the conclusion of this one from Brenham High School. This is Cubett Basketball on KWHI.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance, neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, they do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
...43-27 your score entering the final frame tonight from Brenham High School. The Cubettes trail Magnolia, trying to pick up their fourth win in district play. Both these teams trying to get win number four in district play. Magnolia trying to earn the season sweep of the Cubettes. Magnolia will control it to start the final quarter. Mowry's got it between the circles, guarded up closely by Mathis. Onto the right wing it goes to Pitcock. She surveys the defense, finds Mowry at the top of the key. She drives it in hard all the way to the hole. Threw up a wild shot with the right hand, missed everything, right into the hands of Mathis, who will bring it across half court. Mathis tries to enter it inside as she got knocked down by Emma Rowan. It will stay with the Cubettes. Mathis will throw it in from the scorer's table. Gets it into Gaines. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Mathis on the dribble weave at the top of the key, looking for somewhere to go with it. Finds Hancock on the right wing. She surveys the defense. Picks her dribble up. Has it poked away and stolen by Salas. Salas will throw it up ahead for Rowan. Rowan will try to run it up. Here's Mowry. Easy layup. 45-27. Magnolia turning defense into offense. More possessions than not, especially in the second half. Finding their rhythm on the defensive end of the floor and running out for easy layups. Hancock, handoff to Shields. She goes around the right side, elbow extended, dumps it off into the right block. Underneath the basket goes Powell with it. She'll kick it over to Gaines. She thought about a pull-up jumper. Instead, she'll enter it back into Powell, and she goes up strong into the with the right hook, earns the foul, and we'll get the free throws. 45-27, 6:45 left in the fourth quarter. As Powell will go to the line for two. First shot on the way. Missed it short. Up next for the Cubettes, they'll take on A&M Consolidated. A little road trip this Friday. Be a little bit shorter break in between games and what they're accustomed to, given the rescheduling of this one to move to a Wednesday night. Be very important to get the legs back under you tomorrow. Second free throw is in there. 45-28 now. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. The entry pass was picked off by Powell. Great active hands in the passing lane. She'll take it all the way down the floor. Coast to coast. Janiah Powell with an easy layup. Or Jay Powell, sorry. Get my names mixed up. A lot of J's on this roster. And another steal by Hancock. 15-point game, 45-30. Hancock will go coast to coast. Lays it up and in off glass. Jalayla Hancock, the 5'10 junior, with some electricity in the building. 45-32, timeout on the floor. Magnolia will take it with him back in 30 seconds. 45-32, Magnolia with the lead. This is Cubbett Basketball on KWHI.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
6:12 left in the game. 45-32 your score as the Cubettes get a couple of quick buckets. Defense into offense for the Cubettes. Couple of steals, couple of layups, both of which were stolen by the same player, taking about 66 feet all the way to the hole. A little coast-to-coast action. A direct flight right to the hole. So Magnolia will throw it in. Crawford's got it. Throws it up ahead for Salas. Nearly picked off. It goes out of bounds off Magnolia. It'll go back to the Cubettes. 45-32. A three cuts it to 10. There's still an eternity left in this ball game. If the Cubettes can knock down a triple here, it'll be back to within striking distance easily. 6 minutes left in the game. Shield takes Rowan one-on-one, dishes it off to Gaines. She'll come around the right side, lobs it inside, and nearly stolen away into the hands of Mathis. She thought about a three, instead gets it to Gaines. One extra pass, three on the way, missed it off the heel. Offensive rebound, Hancock. She puts it back up, missed it short. Shield there to clean it up. She missed the layup. Another opportunity. Hancock's got it. She goes up strong. No foul in the play. Now it's Powell with it. Powell with the fifth offensive rebound opportunity on this possession. Missed the layup again, and it goes out of bounds into Magnolia. Goodness gracious, good Lord Almighty. My throat hurts. That was six shots at it. You could argue a couple of fouls were whistled, but goodness gracious. Got to find the bucket at that point. That close. Rowan's got it. She'll put up the shot from just inside the three-point arc, and she makes you pay. Emma Rowan from 16 feet buries it, and it's a 15-point game. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Rowan with a deed up one-on-one. Shield deed up by Rowan. Shield looking for somewhere to go. Picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Gaines on the handoff. She'll bring it back to the middle of the floor. Now turns and reverses direction. Guarded up by Rowan. Off the switch. Now it goes to Mathis. She puts up a wild shot. Nearly got it to go and draws the foul. She'll shoot free throws. Definitely ideal. If you can score some easy ones with the clock stopped. But you don't need me to tell you that. Janiah Mathis at the foul line. Her first shot, missed it wide left. .451 left in the ballgame. 47-32 your score. Brenham and Magnolia throwing haymakers at each other in this fourth quarter. It was a close game until about a minute left in the third in the first couple minutes of this fourth quarter. Second free throw is good, 47-33. Cubettes trying to throw a little three-quarter court press on. It's broken easily by Pitcock. Turns and fires Crawford on the jumper. That one's not there. Shield's going to have an easy layup if she can connect on it, and she does. Allie Shield. Gets a quick bucket, 12-point game, 4.5 minutes left in the contest. Rowan will try to take it inside. She finds, and Shield comes flying in from the backside, swats it out of bounds with authority. Landry Pitcock thought she had an easy one. Hallie Shield said, not today, or however Dikembe Mutombo talks. Honestly, right now, I've probably got the throat to do that voice, but I'm not going to because that would hurt. 47-35, what a great defensive effort by Scheel. First free throw is good. They did call a foul on it, which I don't agree with, but, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. 4:24 left in the game, 48-35. First free throw was good. Second one on the way. Got it. Well, if you're gonna hit them hard enough they miss the shot, make them at least earn the points. And if they can go to the line and hit both of them, well, good on them, I guess. 4:15 to go in the ballgame, 49-35. Ball's tipped out of bounds off the fingertip of Sasser. It'll stay with the Cubettes. Gaines has it. Off the inbound, Mathis back to Gaines on a little give and go. Gaines puts it up off the glass, missed it short. Offensive rebound again and put back up and in by Lang. 49-37, still a 12-point game. They try to throw it up ahead quickly to break the press. Almost mishandled by Crawford, but she's able to reel it back in. And now they'll set up the half court. Will the Bulldogs, 49-37. Magnolia on the attack. Brenham trying to force a turnover. They need one in a bad way. Magnolia is going to hang on to this ball all week long if they have to. They are a very well-coached team. Head coach Erica Ritter does a nice job. As Scheel gets it poked away. Hallie Scheel with a steal. She'll try to take it coast-to-coast. Puts up a floater. Got it to go. It's a 10-point game. 3.5 minutes left in the game. 49-39. Cubettes trying to come back into this one. It'll do a lot for you mentally. On that floor, if you can get a stop and a bucket here, cut that baby to single digits. Here's Crawford with it. She'll toss it over to the left side for Rowan. Rowan into the corner for Crawford. Now to Pitcock, over to Sasser. Sasser turns, surveys the defense. A little keep away from Crawford, and Scheel will commit the foul. Only the second team foul on the Cubettes this half with 2:59 left in the game. Magnolia will throw it in. Four more fouls to give for the Cubettes. And another one. Oh, a timeout. Coach Ritter calls timeout for Magnolia. We'll take it with him. 49-39. It's getting interesting at Brenham High School. 2:54 left in the ballgame. 10-point game. We'll be back to settle it from Brenham High School. This is Cubette Basketball on KWHI.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
49-39, 2:54 left in the game. Cubettes have come storming back. They trailed by as many as 16 at one point, now down to a 10-point game. Out of the Cubette timeout, or the Magnolia timeout, rather. Bulldogs will control it. And they'll get Crawford to toss it in, guarded up by McWilliams. She's able to find Rowan. Rowan will take it in. Kick it out to the corner left side for Salas. Puts up a shot fake, takes it with a right-hand dribble all the way inside. Puts up a wild shot off glass and missed it. Rebound controlled by the Cubettes. Lang has it. Very ill-advised shot and a whistle and a stoppage here. I think a timeout maybe. Did Brenham call a timeout? I don't know. It appears he did. Timeout on the floor. It is a full timeout, so we will take it as well. So Brenham able to force the turnover and or force the missed shot, secure the rebound. Still trail by 10, trying to cut it to single digits out of the timeout next. 49-39. Magnolia leads the Cubettes. This is high school basketball, KWHI.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
2:38 left in the game. Brenham trails Magnolia 49-39 from Brenham High School. It's Dean Erickson alongside you tonight from Brenham. It's been a up-and-down game for the Cubettes. They started out pretty hot. They got out to a 7-0 lead early. Trailed at the half by three. We're down by as many as 16 in the second half. They've come back to cut it to 10. And now trying to come back and cut it to single digits. It'll be Mathis to throw it in. Gaines in the backcourt. She's able to pick it up. Runs it inside. Had it poked away briefly from behind, but it's able to be controlled by Powell. It goes out of bounds off Magnolia. We'll stay with the Cubettes. So a little bit of backcourt pressure by Magnolia out of that timeout, trying to force Brenham into a mistake. Brenham tried to almost made a mistake of their own by going too quickly. They're going to get it into Powell. She backs down the defender, turns, fires with the right hand off the side of the backboard, right into the outstretched arms of Crawford. 2:24 left, 10-point game. Sasser's got it. Now to Crawford, just inside the circle. Fakes right, goes left with it. Gets it onto the left, or the right block now. Down back to the top of the key for Salas. To Crawford in the corner. Crawford guarded up by McWilliams. She'll take it inside, dish it back out to Salas. And a foul on the play. And we'll be Magnolia will throw it in from the sideline. You can get Powell with the foul. 49-39, approaching the two-minute warning. Crawford will throw it in, looking for somewhere to go with it. Finds Pitcock. Pitcock to Rowan, right in front of her own bench. Just inside of 2 minutes left now. Rowan with it. She throws it off to Pitcock, left block. And Magnolia is going to play keep away until Brenham fouls. I think Coach Ritter is more than happy to play keep away. Take advantage of the lack of a shot clock, and there's a quick turnover as McWilliams is able to steal it away, and she's tripped up and fouled. And Brenham will take the possession. Cubettes with a very timely turnover there, able to poke it away. And Magnolia, their strategy right now for the Bulldogs, they're just trying to play keep away as they nearly get a steal on the inbound, as that was Crawford that stuck her hand in there. 49-39, still your score. Buck 43 to go in the fourth quarter. And Mathis will throw it in, finds Gaines. Gaines will bring it back between the circles, guarded up closely by Rowan. Gets a ball screen around the right side from Lang. Takes it all the way inside, swatted away by Pitcock into the hands of Rowan. Rowan's going to try to run this thing out. 93 seconds left. Spin move. Lefty shot off glass. Missed it short. Rebound McWilliams. Here come the Cubettes back the other way. Nearly wolfed away by Rowan. McWilliams able to sense the pressure coming. Puts up the shot. Missed it short, but she's fouled. As Salas tried to slide in and take the contact, did not quite get the feet set, and that'll send McWilliams in line for a pair. 1:21 left in the game, 49-39 your score. So McWilliams will go to the free throw line here. Chance to score with the clock stopped. Still not over by any stretch of the imagination. A lot can happen, and 81 seconds. First free throw is in there, so a crucial free throw. And for the first time in a good hot minute, it's a single-digit lead for Magnolia. Cubettes have been very methodical on this little comeback run of theirs in this second half. McWilliams will hoist up to second attempt. Got it. 2 for 2 from the line that trip. 8-point game. 1:17 left in the fourth quarter. They're going to get it over to Sasser on the left side. She's just going to hold on to it, make somebody come foul her. They got some pretty good free throw shooters on this Magnolia team, statistically speaking. They haven't shot it well tonight. Really, nobody has from the line tonight except on that last trip. There's an entry pass to Landry Pitcock. And now with a minute left in the game, Pitcock might have put this one out of reach. 51-41. They were able to run off about 20 seconds. The game time is... Salas nearly comes away with a steal, Sasser, and they are going to get a steal out of it. They call a backcourt violation. Sasser poked it away from Gaines, and it should have been touched. Like, that shouldn't be a backcourt violation unless they change that rule, which I don't know why you would. I mean, too little, too late at this point, 51-41, but still, at least...
call the game correctly, at least. Timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll just go ahead and keep it here. 51-41. We'll recap that last very strange 15 or so seconds of game time. Mick Williams was able to put in a couple of free throws to cut it to 8. And then Magnolia was able to quickly run it back down. They had a 2-on-1 in transition. Were able to find an easy layup as Landry Pitcock was able to lay it in. The ensuing offensive possession for the Cubettes, they brought it up the court, had it poked away into the backcourt. And when the Cubettes touched it, were whistled for the over and back. Allegedly. Well, we're 46.7 seconds away from the conclusion of this one tonight from Brenham High School. Our next action for the Cubettes, they will travel to A&M Consolidated this Friday to try to pick up a win over Consolidated at 1-6 currently in the district. They're in action tonight taking on Magnolia West. Bulldogs trying to hold on to this one for the win tonight. 38 seconds left in the game as a foul will be whistled on Lang, and that's going to send Michelle Salas to the free throw line. Not yet. They still got one more foul to give after this one. I was off on my count by one. If they add, I don't know, it feels like we've been at 14 fouls on the scoreboard for a hot minute. 35 seconds left in the game as Rowan has it poked away into the hands of Mathis. Mathis throws it up ahead for Gaines, and she missed the layup short. Rebound offensively controlled by Lang. Her shot's off the mark. Rebounded by Powell. Powell's shot's off. Home fans wanted a foul. You're not going to get it with 18 seconds left, unfortunately, for the Cubettes, and a foul in transition as... Is that Cameron Sweeney in the game? No, that's Crawford in there. 16 and a half seconds left in this one. 10-point lead for Magnolia. And now we're shooting free throws. Be a 1-1 here for Crawford. And the first free throw is in there for Crawford. That does it here tonight, pretty much. 11-point game with 16 seconds left. Cubettes are going to drop this one to fall to 500 even on the season. Second free throw is good. 52-41. Your score. Clock hasn't started yet. Now it does. 14 seconds left now in the game as Gaines will bring it across half court. Gets a ball screen. 10 seconds left. Gaines kicks it out in the corner, and the pass is picked off. Nearly falls out of bounds. It goes into the hands of Crawford, and Crawford's almost tied up with it. They get it over to Pitcock, and that'll do it. Your final score tonight, 53-41. Magnolia wins it over Brenham. We'll be back to wrap this one up in 60 seconds. This is high school basketball on KWHI.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly Pro Clean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Wrapping things up tonight from Brenham High School. The Cubettes lose this one 53-41 to Magnolia. They drop now to 15-15 on the season and 3-5 in district play. Magnolia will move themselves into sole possession of fifth place in the district now with a 4-4 record and 7-14 on the season. The Cubettes are next in action on Friday night at A&M Consolidated. Our next action for you on KWHI will be Friday night. Doug Brown will have Cub basketball for you right here on KWHI, 6:15 pregame, 6:30 tip-off. One final time from Brenham High School. Your final score, once again, 53-41. Magnolia knocks off the Cubettes. This is Dean Erickson saying so long from Brenham High School. You've been listening to high school basketball on KWHI and 1280 and FM 101.7.